Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is quite a general Mishnah for the entire Masechta, really, discussing the similarities and differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kol shechayav nalav mishum Shavus, anything for which one is liable for, as Shavus. Shavus refers to prohibitions which are midrabbanon on Shabbos, so that one doesn't come to violate a prohibition midraraisa of Shabbos. The Rabbanon placed many prohibitions midrabbanon, as that is known as Shavus. Secondly, mishum Rashus. Rishus refers to something which you fulfill a mitzvah when you do it, but it is not necessarily an obligation. And the Mishnah will bring a few examples in a moment. And in our case, it could be that it is an obligation. The reason why the Mishnah calls it Rishus is because it is not always an obligation. Sometimes it is voluntary. However, even then, when you do it, it is considered to be a mitzvah, yet the Rabbanon forbade it. And thirdly, Mishum Mitzvah. The third category are things which are actual mitzvahs. The actual action you do is an action of a mitzvah. And yet, even in those cases, the Rabbanon forbade it in certain instances. So the Mishnah will bring examples in a moment. But for now, says the Mishnah b'Shabbos, those midrabbanon prohibitions which apply on Shabbos, chayon olav b'Yom Tov, one is also liable for doing them if he does it on Yom Tov. The Elohei Mishum Shavus, what are examples of rabbinic prohibitions which come under the category of Shavus, which have nothing to do with a mitzvah? Firstly, le'ilin bo'ilon, it is forbidden to climb a tree on Shabbos in case one comes to cut off a branch as he is climbing. Secondly, v'le'erich v'nagabe behema, one may not ride on an animal, again in case he might come to break off a branch as he is riding, in order to use it as a stick to hit the animal and encourage it to go faster. V'le'shotel on p'ne'amayim, and it is also forbidden to swim in the water in case one comes to build a raft, or something else in case he comes to a dangerous situation. All these come under the category of Shavus. Another example, v'lo mitapchin. It's forbidden to clap, v'lo misapkin. This is a form of clapping where you clap on your side, on your hip, v'lo miraktin, and it is forbidden to dance in a proper way, where they would dance quite wildly. And in all these three examples, the reason is so that one does not come to repair an instrument, which is forbidden to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now the second category, v'elohei mishum rishus, the following are examples of things which come under the category of rishus, where it might not be a total mitzvah, but it certainly does involve a mitzvah. It's not necessarily an obligation. Sometimes it is, it depends on the situation. Firstly, le'donin, it's forbidden to judge a court case on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'le'mekadshin, one cannot do kiddushin on a woman. That is the first stage of marriage, when one acquires the woman, and she becomes forbidden on the rest of the world. V'le'chultzin, v'le'miyabmin, it's forbidden to do chalitza or yibum. When a man dies without children, so there is a mitzvah on his brother to marry the dead man's wife. That's known as yibum, and that's sort of continuing the dead man's legacy. And if he doesn't want to, or he can't do yibum for whatever reason, then he does a process in Beis Din known as chalitza, and only once that process has been completed, may that woman, the widow of the dead man, marry anybody else. Be as it may, in these four examples, it is forbidden to do this on Shabbos or Yom Tov. In case one comes to write up a document, the document of marriage, or in a court case you might need to write a document, there are certain documents which go with all of these processes, and so to prevent this occurring, which would be a violation midraraisa of Shabbos, it is forbidden midrabbanon. Now third category, v'elohei mishum mitzvah. The following rabbinic prohibitions refer to actions which themselves are considered a mitzvah always. L'makdishin, it's forbidden to make something hekdesh, which means designating it to the Beis HaMikdash and giving over the ownership to the Beis HaMikdash. Secondly, v'lema'arichin, it's forbidden to make an erech, which is a type of hekdesh, and this refers to when you give the value of a person or an animal, which the Torah specifies what the exact value is. There's a fixed value, depending on the age, the gender, etc. And you would give that to the Beis HaMikdash, that's known as erchen. V'lema'achrimin, one cannot give a cherem, he can't make something a cherem, which again refers to giving over something to the Beis HaMikdash, or alternatively to Kohanim. And the reason why these three things are forbidden is because they are very similar to business. You're transferring ownership, and it's being done in a very formal way, and so it's not considered to be in the spirit of the day of Shabbos or Yom Tov, and so it's forbidden midrabanon. And another one which we've seen a couple of times already in the Masechta, v'lemagbin truma u'maiser, it's forbidden to lift up and separate truma and maiser. This refers to the various gifts which go to Kohanim or Leviim. The tithes, and the reason why this is forbidden, is because it is similar to fixing something, to fixing an item, tikkun mana, since until now it was forbidden to use and eat, and you are making it permitted. So that is like fixing the item, and so midrabbanon it is forbidden. And ends off the Mishnah, Kol Elu B'Yom Tov Amru. All of these rabbinic prohibitions, the Chachamim said, even with regards to Yom Tov, Kavochayme B'Shabbos. So all the more so they are prohibited on Shabbos, because Shabbos is more strict than Yom Tov. As can be seen from the next statement of the Mishnah, Ein Bein Yom Tov La Shabbos, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Elo, except for one thing, Oichel Nefesh Bilvad, only things which have to do with food preparation, those things are permitted on Yom Tov. Although, as we have seen throughout the Masechta, according to Beis Hillel, there is a famous rule of Metoich Shehutra Letzayrech, Hutra Nami Shaloi Letzayrech, that a form of work which is permitted on Yom Tov for the sake of food becomes totally permitted even for other purposes.